Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. James Westminster, where today we get to worship outside in God's cathedral. I have a few announcements, and we're going to try to go through them quickly, but there are a number. Starting with the thank yous. This past Wednesday, here at St. James, we hosted the diocese for a diaconal ordination. Five new deacons for us here in the Diocese of Huron. And it could not have happened without a lot of work from many, many different people. So to everyone who was involved and attended, thank you so much for your hard work. It went off beautifully. Last night, there was another concert, ProMusica's final concert of the season. And again, it was spectacular. Thank you so much to everyone who came and did all the jobs that are required to put on a concert. Finally, thank you to everyone who arrived very early this morning, who already have the barbecues going and the chairs out. We would not be out here without you, so thank you. I have a sign-up sheet. As many of you know, the last week of July and the first week of August, I will be helping out at Wesley Knox for their summer camp. We are asking for some donations of food, juice, crackers, those kinds of things. So if you are able to supply some, please come talk to me. Also, where is Libby? Libby is putting together gift bags for General Synod, and she needs a little bit of help. So if you have time Tuesday or Wednesday this week to help put items in bags, please talk to Libby after the service. With that, let us stand for our opening hymn. of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we praise you. Through your word and Holy Spirit, you created all things. You reveal your salvation in all the world by sending to us Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Through your Holy Spirit, you give us a share in your life and love. Fill us with the vision of your glory, that we may always serve and praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the Word.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his word, first of his acts long ago. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs bounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earths and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the water might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race." The word of the Lord.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah. you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to the disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. The Spirit of truth comes. He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Here, familiar with the saying, that won't make one iota of difference.
Yep.
Or I don't give one iota. When someone uses that expression, does your mind turn to the Council of Nicaea? To the really niche, but surprisingly relevant doctrinal debates about the nature of the Trinity? To the best attempts of the church in the 4th century to understand how God can be 3 and 1. I've already heard some no's from the congregation, which is fair. The thing is that those debates about the nature of the Trinity are exactly the reason why we have that saying. You see, these debates were happening in Greek. And so we have 2 Greek words, one that represents one main camp, and the other that represents the ideas of the other camp. Homoousios, which meant Jesus and the first person of the Trinity shared the same substance, the same essence. They are one. This is the belief that the council ultimately discerned to be the truth. And it continues to be what we believe today. On the other side, homoousios, which means that the first person of the Trinity had created Jesus. And while Jesus is similar in many ways, he was not of the same essence or substance as the Godhead. Very different ideas, represented by very similar words. There is, in fact, only a single letter difference, an iota. Today is Trinity Sunday, affectionately known as Heresy Sunday by most preachers. But it's not just any Trinity Sunday. We are in the middle of the 1700th anniversary of the First Council of Nicaea. You see, a lot happened in the 300 years between Christ's life and death and resurrection, and the time when Emperor Constantine converted to Christianity. The gospel message had spread quickly across the Roman Empire. Christians had experienced several periods of persecution, and now the church was beginning to gain serious political power. So, by the year 325, there were some issues to sort out, because some prominent bishops had begun to get into serious public arguments with one another about the Trinity, about Jesus, and the church was ripping itself apart. Jesus was, as usual, entirely correct when he had told the disciples that there were some things that they simply could not bear. There was much that they and we cannot understand about God, even with the help of the Holy Spirit. Yeah?
You're going straight down a rabbit hole here.
Sure, but I mean, this is...
Let me get it.
Are you sure?
I'll try.
All right.
Okay.
What Anne failed to miss was that this is Father's Day as well. And we've got this wonderful idea from the scripture that the Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, I know it's not cool to acknowledge secular holidays, but it's a really good opportunity to try to bring that together. And just think about what it is in our life that shows us towards God. We've got Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. You know, we don't quite understand what that means. It's hard to wrap our head around. But it's an important thing to do. Sometimes, stepping outside of the normal, like going outside of the church into a space like this, gives us an opportunity to step back and go, we don't always have to do things in such a regimented, researched, thought-out kind of correct, technically correct kind of way. Sometimes, it's a little bit about relationship. I think that's a really important part about the Trinity, is that there's three persons and one God, something that is diverse in relationship and coming together. You know, a lot of words can be used about the Trinity. But I like words.
Certainly do. So, one. I'm sorry. One, yes, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but also Mother, Maiden, Crone. Too many words. Like, here we are in the season of Pentecost when the winds of God have scattered God's peoples throughout the world and beyond to spread the word and do the good deeds, etc., etc. But listen to the music today. Listen to the penny whistle and the violin or fiddle and the keyboard all playing together. Three different instruments becoming one. And then consider an image right over the altar here. We have a Celtic braid. And so it's three strands that are woven together, three different things weaving together to make something one, to make something beautiful about connectivity. And if you take the front of your pew leaflet and look at this, this is a triquetra, if I'm saying it correctly. This is a symbol of the Trinity that we Christians took from the Celts and pagans, like a lot of our stuff. And if you trace it with your finger, just take your finger and trace it, it never ends. It never ever ends. And maybe we don't need so many words. Maybe we should look at the images around us and see where we can find the Trinity.
There's a lot of ways to understand God. And just like Anne, Jerry, and I have different strengths, different ideas, so do each and every one of you. So much in this world today, people are fighting over what's the right thing, making people conform into the way that it should be. But honestly, we have so much to learn from each other. I cannot tell you how much I value Jerry and Anne as my clergy companions in this. What we can do together is so much greater than what we could ever do on our own. And it's true with the whole community of the church. We all need each other. The more that we can do together, the more we understand the differences within us, the stronger we'll be. And I think that is one of the best examples of what it means to see God with us. To be made in the image of God is to be in relationship with one another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Please stand. Today is Trinity Sunday. It's a feast day. So we say the still really important Nicene Creed from that council. So let us confess our faith as we say.
We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He
He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We will look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please assume a posture of prayer.
Holy and blessed Trinity, your love overflows to bring life and form to birth. Set your church on this dynamic foundation. Fill us with your grace and truth. Lord of all,
we exalt you in all the earth.
Holy and blessed Trinity, within you is the perfect unity. Gather the nations near and far into one family. Teach us to value the riches of this diverse family. Lord of all,
we exalt you in all the earth.
Holy and blessed Trinity, you break down barriers. Give courage to risk encounters with strangers and enemies. By your forgiveness, open the way to reconciliation where the path seems impossible. Lord of all,
we exalt you in all the earth.
Holy and blessed Trinity, between you there is mutual respect and care. Hold in your triune grasp all who look for wholeness to be restored. In all our sufferings, deepen our hope in you. And we think today especially of Sylvia, Gavin, Catherine, Mary, Sherry, Tom, Scott, Stephanie, Linda, Ian, Ryan, Jovian, Andrew, Jamie, Ed, Don and Nancy, Liz and Ellen. Lord of all,
we exalt you in all the earth.
Holy and blessed Trinity, all life is grounded in your being. Adorn with your glory and honor all who have died. Bring us with them to your eternal peace. Lord of all,
we exalt you in all the earth.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
God's peace.
Peace to the back row. Peace to the back row. Peace, John. 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 Pe
Share in your divine life. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
I think I'm going to say it. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who on the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, This is my blood which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me. Remembering therefore his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the bread which has come down from heaven, says the Lord.
Give us this bread forever.
I am the vine, and you are the branches.
May he dwell in him as he lives in us.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
and eternal God, may we who have received this Eucharistic worship you in all we do, and proclaim the glory of your majesty. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
We say together, glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always.
Amen. To love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Power of the Lord come down. Shout. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for doing that.
Handed all of that music.
Give you this. Oh, fuck.